Unit 1, pages 10 to 11. Reading. Teen Help Forum.
Anybody there? I'm really upset. I can never go back to class. Josh, my best friend, said some really awful things to me yesterday. We were talking about class and homework. I told him that I was the only student in class who lets others copy his homework, and I don't feel good about it. I feel that my friends are using me. I think they only pretend to be my friends because they want to copy my homework. I always give and never get anything in return. Josh told me that many of the kids in class think I am selfish because I sometimes don't want to share my homework with them. I was shocked. Why should I share my homework with lazy students who don't want to work hard and only want to have a good time? But if I stop sharing my homework with them, will they stop being my friends? Please advise me what to do.
Hey there! I want to tell you about my mother. She is so nosy. She has to know everything about me all the time. When I get back from school, she wants to know how my day was, as if anything dramatic ever happens. When I come home from a party, she waits up for me to tell her about it. When I talk to a friend on the phone, she asks me what we talked about. Yesterday, I even caught her standing behind me while I was talking online to a friend. My sister just got married and left home. That made things worse for me. Now my mother has only me to spy on. You won't believe it, but she even gets insulted when I don't share my secrets with her. She says I hurt her feelings. Do all mothers spy on their kids like that? Do they also have to know everything about their kids' lives? Why can't my mother respect my privacy? Can you explain her behavior to me? Will it ever stop? What can I do to stop it? I really need your advice.
Dear whoever, I am writing this letter because I am really upset. You are not going to believe it, but since school started this year, I haven't even had one day of fun with my friends. We just meet at school and talk to each other during the breaks or chat a little online. But that isn't enough for a real relationship, right? You know what online messages are like, short and superficial, nothing deep. I miss the heart-to-heart conversations we used to have during the summer vacation when we had lots of free time. Here is a day in my life. I get back from school at about 2:30, have lunch, and then do my chores, walking the dog, tidying my room, and setting the table for dinner. Then I start my homework. When my parents get home from work, we have dinner together. Then I go back to my schoolwork. Now it's almost the end of the semester, and I'm up to my ears in work. There are so many tests and quizzes to study for. I can't breathe. It feels like I'm going to suffocate. I really need a break, but I can't afford the time. If I don't work hard now, I'll never get into the class I want. But then again, I don't want to lose my friends either. Help!